Bryce Johns is here. This will be an interesting chat. Bryce is the executive editor of Digital News at News Corp. G'day, Bryce.
Good morning.
Maybe just a quick observation on, a story for the media like no other in your time, maybe none of our times.
Oh, absolutely. It's incredible how fast things have changed and are changing. And the flight back to trusted news is one of the very good news stories for us through this, through what a difficult time, not just for us, but for everyone.
But the challenge is, isn't it? Because, I mean, yes, there's this massive story going on, but the advertising market is, I'm assuming, not spending. What's happening there with your ads?
Yeah, it's contracted markedly, as you'd imagine, because we've got supermarkets are booming, of course, but we've got shopping centres closed and retail's taken a big hit. So, it's fair to say that the advertising market is distressed. Thankfully, in what we do, we've got a subscription business, both in terms of print and digital, and that side of the business is going pretty well at the moment.
Okay, so how many people, what's the circulation? Can you tell me what the dailies print circulation is? Has it come back?
At the moment, in this month, it's going up. So we sell more papers today than we did a month ago. And that's probably a similar story for all newspapers in Australia right now, probably, in fact, all around the world.
Even with people not leaving their homes as much, you're selling more papers?
Yeah. Probably, it's not double-digit percentage growth, but it'd be 4 or 5% more at the moment.
But can you put a percentage on the drop in advertising that you've had?
That's not going to be a good story. That's potentially up to 50% advertising in some markets and different niches. Retail would be much more than that. FMCG supermarkets would be lower than that. Real estate's a question mark on it. So, it might be 30, 40, 50%. That's potentially how much it's going to affect.
Wow. So this story of earlier in the week about 60 smaller papers, were they suspending their print run? Can you explain that part of that story at the moment?
Yeah, that was moved by News on a very marginal part of the business out of the metro sites. So we run in Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Brisbane a series of free community papers. In Brisbane, they run under the Quest banner. And the most northern of those that your listeners would be aware of are probably Bribey and Caboolture. And so that print product has gone on hold.
So the Noosa News and the Coolum Weekly and the Budrum Chronicle?
Yep, business as usual. They're still coming out. This was a, it's a metro move. They are businesses where we run newspapers with a cover price in them, which are doing better at the moment, and very solid websites. So they're the ones that, of course, the ones that are most at risk right now. If you don't have cover price and the advertising market's dead and buried, you're going to struggle.
Yeah. How long can you sustain those losses in advertising and keep your bigger mastheads like the Sunshine Coast Daily printing in the same way that you've always done?
Oh, like I said, the ones at most risk right now are the freeze because their revenue models are the most challenged. But a business like Sunshine Coast Daily is remarkably robust, and we've been transitioning, I guess, from a print model to a digital model for a number of years. We've got more people today on the coast pay for a digital subscription than buy the paper.
How many buy the paper every day?
It's still several thousand, up near 10,000.
Okay.
Yep. And digital subscribers about to hit 10,000. So it's a pretty good story. The last 2 weeks, bear in mind we've had a paywall for the last 4 and a bit years. The last 2 weeks have been the record weeks for new digital subscribers on the Sunshine Coast Daily. Hundreds of new digital subscribers in the last 2 weeks.
That's interesting. Do you think all of your News Corp papers are going to survive this in terms of, that physical print copy, or do you think this might be a big change, a big sort of turning point?
I wish I knew the answers to all those things. Look, I didn't think 2 weeks ago the Quest ones would close. What we've been managing in print is a declining market for some time, and we've managed that decline really well. The ad revenue is barely double-digit percent going down. Print circulation is decreasing at maybe 6% a year, maybe 7%, while digital's growing 60 to 70%. So we had a plan that things were pretty safe for a long time, and now you just don't know. Is this thing a one-month problem? Is it a three-month problem? Is it a seven-month problem? So I'd hate to predict the future, but certainly the long-term business plan was always follow what the readers are doing, and the readers are telling us quite clearly digital's the place to be.
Mm. Will News Corp staff be safe during this?
Look, I think there's been a number of people let go on the metro sites, but we haven't in the regions yet needed to do anything. When something like Quest closes, it has a really big ripple impact because we print less papers, we have less people in cars delivering them or walking around delivering them, so immediately those people aren't working today. In terms of the journalist, which is the bit that I'm working with, we'll be meeting with those staff, some today, some Monday, to explain to them where they fit in the digital world. And our intention is to say, hey, if the things you are writing are relevant to your readers and they continue to read them online, continue to pay to read them online, then your jobs are going to be safe. Now, whether everyone gets that, whether everyone wants to get that, because we've got some people, probably like people in radio, who are very wedded to the print product, whether they all want to come on that journey, it's probably a bit early to say.
That's a very revealing answer, Bryson. I think we can all read into that as much as we can. Thanks for coming on. We've got limited time, but we appreciate it.